Our next report comes from the Bemidji Apple Blossom Nature School.
Hi, this is Lily.
And this is Betcha.
And this is Calvin. We are reporting from Apple Blossom.
We just returned from spring break. Over break, Eon's mom saw a fox. Kelly saw a skunk on the road. She also found raccoon tracks. Calvin's family has been having some run-ins with skunks at his house.
Natalie saw a porcupine that was hit by a car. She collected some quills that were very pokey.
The bears are coming out. Lily's friend saw four. Finn saw a magpie and Debs.
Sarah tapped 70 trees and has already collected more sap than the total last year.
Noble was playing at the park and landed in a puddle at the bottom of the slide where there was used to be snow.
Last night, Lainey saw a fawn and a doe on the side of the road. We noticed that deer are struggling with the deep snow. She also saw a very large flock of birds flying overhead.
Today in Sit Spots, it was 34 degrees Fahrenheit.
Kelly found a duck head below a tree. We noticed its black beak. We wonder if the eagle we see in the tree sometimes was eating it.
The lake ice is dark and looks unsafe.
We saw 3 to 4 swans, about 17 geese, and a number of ducks in the open water of Mississippi River. We could hear them calling and saw them dabbling.
Well, we were watching the bees coming out of the hive and back in. We saw a grasshopper and a spider. They were both alive, and they were, like, right beside us, which is really cool.
That's all for this week.
Wow, lots of things going on at the nature school in Bemidji. That's amazing. A grasshopper and a spider, both active. Bees going in and out of the hive. I wonder if those are European honeybees. At any rate, much action in there. Lots of ducks and geese. That was always exciting. And I think the maple sap season is underway. I know it's underway, and I think that it's going to be much better than last year. And according to the Bemidji group, it already is.